It's an NRL round preview.
Here we go again.
Here we go again, indeed. Round 7 is upon us, MG. Kicks off tomorrow night with the Panthers Knights, depending on when you're listening to this. Coverage will begin with us from 6 o'clock, and then we roll into NRL primetime before kickoff in this one, 7:50. Your Penrith Panthers undefeated still. Did you, be honest with me,
no.
Did you think that they would hit this point of the season still undefeated?
No, not at all. I thought maybe Melbourne might have got them at home.
Mm.
I thought maybe, who else, Parramatta, maybe? Did they play Parramatta this year yet?
That's a good question.
Well, they haven't lost since Parramatta's game last year, so.
But the point is they're undefeated.
The point is they're purring, and I can't see anything but that continuing on Thursday night.
Well, and they roll into, or they play host to the Newcastle Knights, who... Kalen Ponga, if you're looking for reasons the Knights could win this game, Kalen Ponga's finding form a couple of weeks back from this injury now. But the reality is they still don't have Mitchell Pearce in their halves. And as well as their forward pack is going, you're coming up against the Penrith pack that's going just as, if not better.
Yeah, they're a gutsy team, the Knights. Look, they try hard. And I think that's, of course, of their coach, Adam O'Brien, that's the case because he's a working-class guy. And then they seem to have a bit of him rubbing off on them in their games when they play. But, yeah, Momorowski got ruled out of the judiciary on Wednesday night. So there is chat that Dylan Edwards could make his comeback from that broken wrist.
Really?
That would see Crichton go back to centre and Edwards. So Crichton would go back to centre with Matt Burton. That's probably going forward what the team would look like for long term.
That's incredible, isn't it, that Penrith could theoretically get stronger? Because Crichton's been okay, but I don't think he's been
okay.
It's not like everyone's sort of seen his last couple of weeks and gone, oh, he's a fullback.
No, because when Dylan Edwards did this injury against the Melbourne Storm, he ran for about 150 metres that first half.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. He just stood out everywhere. So him coming back is just a plus, and it's what other teams don't want at the moment.
I've just realised that Panthers still don't have Appy Coruscant in the side of the
mark. They're both named on an extended bench this week, so there is some chat, but that... Yeah, Dylan Edwards could be back this week.
God, it's going to be hard for them to... If anybody comfortably declaring any other premiership winner this year is... Oh, the Panthers are just flying. All right, you're going the Panthers, no doubt there.
Yep.
Titans, Rabbitohs, this is the first game Friday night. You'll hear this one right here on Triple M. No Tino, big Tino out for the Titans, which is huge. He's probably been their best player this season.
Yep.
And for the Bunnies, they lose Josh Mansour to that hamstring injury. Latrell Mitchell out for 4 games with his suspension.
That hurts.
The backline reshuffle means Alex Johnson goes to fullback. Dane Gagai shifts out to the wing, which we know he doesn't like very much. Masters comes in at centre and Jackson Paulo goes on to that other wing.
Yeah, the Titans have got it up against them this weekend. The best thing for them is that it's Cbus Stadium.
Yeah.
So it's a game at home. But, the depth of the Rabbitohs is astonishing. You know, Alex Johnson goes to fullback. Stephen Masters come in, who played a bit of first grade last year. Jackson Paulo's a young winger who's going places. And as you mentioned, Gagai on the wing, that's a strong back line. So, and Callum Mutungi comes back after a 2-week layoff for suspension. So, yeah, they're strong. They're strong. I can't see any better than Rabbitohs' victory in this one.
If I am the Bulldogs or the West Tigers or you know, maybe even the Dragons, why are they not exploring more aggressively trying to pick off the depth of this South Sydney team? And maybe they are. I don't know. But I look at I look at those teams, and Penrith the same, and we've already seen the Bulldogs are doing this a bit with Penrith. I think there's conversations around Naden.
Well, already today that Trent Barrett's after Naden, and he's chasing
and Capewell as well. Yeah,
and after missing out on Spencer Linu.
And it makes sense. And I'd be looking at this South Sydney team. The depth of backs they have is insane.
I think with this, just going back to Penrith for a quick sec, I think with the current crop, as far as their depth goes, I think they know that they're very close to winning a comp.
Yeah.
So the last thing they want to do is abandon ship without a ring.
Sure.
And Rabbitohs, the two teams that come to mind are the Rabbitohs and Panthers with the most depth in the competition at the moment. Mm. And I think the Titans will feel the full brunt of that depth on Friday night.
It's quite amazing, isn't it, that Josh Mansour told no room for you at the Panthers and now he's landed at a team with a heap of depth.
Yeah.
And he's been going good up until that injury. No doubt you're tipping the Titans to beat the Bunnies?
No, I'm not.
What?
I know you are, but I cannot do it.
What? Okay, fair enough. Right, second Friday night game, the Parramatta Eels taking on the Brisbane Broncos. Now, at time of recording, the Parramatta Eels dealing with a sex tape scandal that's hit hit the airwaves, hit the social media. We don't, not in a position to disclose the details of it. It's going to be a distraction, MG. These things always are, no matter guilt, innocence, whatever. This is something that Brad Arthur and the powers that be at Parramatta will have to manage over the next 48 hours till kickoff against the Broncos on Friday night. Maybe they're playing in Darwin. Might be the best thing for them.
Yeah, I speak from first hand here when I say that anytime a camera crew at your training or at your house or anything, and it's not rugby league related, it's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be it's an intrusion this week from the Parramatta team that they didn't want, they didn't ask for, and here it is. Yeah, look, distractions. That's anything that can hurt these teams, going forward. I think we spoke about it on Wednesday night's show, if you listen to it. Distractions are what going to cause big teams like the Rabbitohs, Panthers, Storm. Oh, not the Storm. They've off-field etiquette is unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, but the Eels, it's something they didn't need this time of year when they're just starting to get their groove back. And we'll see how they're affected by it. Okay. We'll see on Friday night against the Broncos, because Broncos put up really good spirited effort against the Panthers last week.
Yep. Now, the difficult thing for the Broncos is we'll be replicating the effort that they showed. But from a Parramatta perspective, they get Dylan Brown back, which is massive. He goes into the halves alongside Mitchell Moses, who was outstanding. How does Brad Arthur mesh the Mitchell Moses performance we saw last week against the Raiders, which was his best of the year, with the return of Dylan Brown?
That's a good question, because sometimes when the other playmaker isn't around, you kind of rise to another level because you have to, because he wasn't there. Now he's got to find that happy medium of mirroring both their images on a field together where they can both do the exact same.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many times watching Parramatta play in the last 12 to 18 months where they've both been the best two players on the field.
Mm.
It's usually either Dylan Brown's the best player on the field or it's Mitchell Moses, not both of them.
And the other one's quiet.
Yep.
It's not a first and second bob of the head thing.
Yeah.
I think Parramatta fans probably know this, that if they're going to go deep, if they're going to make, the last four, make a grand final, Mitchell Moses needs to be almost their best player.
Yeah, he does.
Yep. I mean, we know what Gutho did. They showed how far they could go last year with Gutho being their best player.
Gutho always is in the top three players in that team.
But they need Mitchell Moses delivering like he did last Saturday.
They need the icing on the cake.
You'll be tipping Parramatta?
I'm tipping Parramatta.
Great to see a game get up to the territory as well.
I was in the first game that was ever up there.
Were you really?
Yeah, against the Tigers in 91.
Oh, what did the locals think of you? They would have loved you.
We went out and crocodile hunted, and we went, it was fantastic to go. It was so humid. So humid, but it was beautiful. I loved it.
How did the fitness hold up?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
Full game? Yep.
80 minutes?
80 minutes.
Please?
80 minutes, baby.
A few Gaia jerseys floating around up there?
There would have been. Yeah.
Was that one of those trips where you just, like when you've been to PNG before, where you just hand out all your kit?
Kind of. Not as extreme as PNG.
Well, PNG, it's the national sport.
Yeah, it is. So, but no, they loved it. Especially for the first time having a Winfield Cup team up there.
Mm.
So it was awesome.
I love the idea of the kids just emulating the steps they would have seen after they'd be capable of some goose steps. Some of the youngsters up there. Righto. Continuing on through this round 7 preview podcast, we've got the Sharks taking on the Bulldogs. Now, Josh Hannay, second game in charge in the interim coach's seat, going up against the Bulldogs team, still without a win as we head into round 7. The Sharks get Josh Dugan back. Still no Wade Graham, out with concussion. Sean Johnson will be coming off the bench. Aiden Tolman is out with a suspension. Will Chambers, the new recruit, is named amongst the reserves. MG, do you think he plays?
No, I don't. I think they'll give him another week to get his match fitness or... Not match fitness, because I'd play him if it was match fit, but just his overall fitness back. He hasn't played for a while. He come from Japanese rugby, so you've got to imagine that he's not as fit as some of these first graders.
Is he, just looking at this Sharks thing for a sec, is he presumably going to be playing centre?
Yeah.
So how do they fit him? Because right now their centres are Josh Dugan and Jesse Raymond.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Josh Hannay's dilemma, not mine. And I think maybe... Will Chambers could even come on as a 14 or 15 as a backup forward, as a playing in the back row, playing lock forward, in the middle or on one of the edges.
Because you look at Connor Tracy on a wing right now and think, maybe there's a reshuffle in the back lines. Maybe Connor Tracy's not.
Well, he's good.
Yeah, I know he's good, but is he a winger?
Well,
because I liked him coming off the bench a couple of weeks back as a 14.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's a specialist 14 or a centre or a half. He's got blistering speed, which you can't coach. So that's one reason he's in the 17. I think he will be in the 17 for long because he's so enthusiastic, Connor Tracy.
I'm not suggesting he needs to be dropped.
He's such a little guy. I love watching him play.
Yeah, I just wonder if... Anyway, but look, fascinating puzzle for Josh Hannay to solve.
You want him dropped, don't you, Connor Tracy?
I love Connor Tracy.
What have you got against him, mate?
I am the champion of pipsqueaks. Give me Tom Starling. Give me Connor Tracy. Give me a Damien Cook. Adam Reynolds. These blokes I can look and talk to eye, MG.
Yeah, I get it.
Get stuffed with your bloody gargantuan forwards. I don't want a bar of you.
I get it.
On the other side of things, the Bulldogs. Look, there's chops and changes happening left, right and centre. But the point is they just need to win a bloody game of football.
They need to win. I'm sure that they're going through a horrible patch at the moment. And that's something I suppose you can't really jump on the back of because I've never been in that position before and I don't think the club's only been in it once or twice before, the Bulldogs club. So, yeah, they're in a bit of pain, but the only way they get out of it is to get 2 points.
Yeah. Look, I just hope that Trent Barrett and Steve Hansen I hope that whatever the rebuild process that they've got running in the background, almost behind the games, stays on track and doesn't get jolted off course by the results on field because know it's not going to turn around quickly.
No, but what they don't want to become either is the team that goes for all these names and misses out on all these names.
Right.
That does your confidence no good either if you keep going for players and they keep knocking you back.
Sure, fair enough.
So you've got to be more methodical about that.
Tipping Sharks?
Tipping Sharks.
Okay. Saturday night, Raiders desperately in need of a win. Ricky Stewart, we're starting to see that Ricky who's fronting up to a lot of press conferences and a lot of messaging and things aren't going well at the Raiders when we start hearing Ricky Stewart press conferences being played on the Monday or on the NRL 360s and the likes. And we're starting to hear a bit of that. So they take on the Cowboys who are coming off the back of two consecutive wins. Bailey Simonson out with a HIA. Josh Hodgson out with a calf injury, which means we see pipsqueak Tom Starling start at hooker. And Joe Tarpany has been dropped from the side, MG. Probably the biggest casualty out of last weekend's performance.
I think so. Mm. I think by a long shot. And that was a wake-up call for Joseph because on his day, he's one of the best players in the competition. But obviously, resting on his laurels somewhat, according to Coach Stewart. Mm. You mentioned the Cowboys looking good. Two wins in a row. And it's on the back of, I think, Val Holmes settling into the fullback role perfectly. Their forward packs have muscled up a bit lately, and young Reece Robson's been the beneficiary of that at dummy half. Raiders, yeah. Look, Ryan James and Emre Gula are the new starting front rowers.
Yes.
Which sees Corey Harawira-Naira and Corey Horsburgh.
That's the other element, yeah.
Back in the squad.
The bad boys returning to the bench.
What you going to do? Canberra.
They owe, those Coreys owe the Raiders.
They owe the club, yes.
In a big way. On the other side of things, with the news that Chad Townsend has officially signed with the Cowboys for next season, what do you expect to see out of Scott Drinkwater this week?
I expect to see a man of the match performance. If he really wants to stay in North Queensland, he really wants to stay as Chad Townsend's partner, he must show it with his actions.
All right, like it. Let's get to Sunday where we got three.
I'm going Raiders.
You're going Raiders, though. Let's get to Sunday where we've got three games for you. Anzac Day. Starting off with the Manly Seagulls taking on the West Tigers. West Tigers, we see... what are the changes we see here? Do we see any changes? Michael Cheekham. He comes in at centre. Important return for the Tigers in place of Kepa Oa. No changes for the Manly Seagulls side.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is that he's overlooked... Maj Maguire overlooked BJ Lalua.
Yeah.
So he's out. Tom Trbojevic, fullback. That's a big one too. Tom Trbojevic and Jason Saab in your back line, both over 6'5". So, yeah, look, that was the win they needed. Josh Schuster's been fantastic ever since he came into the team this year. He just had that enthusiasm. Lachlan Croker's starting to look good at dummy half. And Daly Cherry Evans and Foran finally clicked last week against the Titans. So this game could go any way at all. I think this game and the next game are the two hardest to pick of the round, to be honest, the Roosters and the Dragons, which comes up next. I will toss a coin. And I will come up with Manly.
Yeah, I think you have to, don't you? They're on a roll.
Time to go solo.
Narrow win over Warriors, thumping win over the Titans. And if they want to, I mean, Tom Trbojevic, a week under his belt.
Yeah.
A game of, you know, 80 minutes of football under his belt now. Scary. Right. Roosters, Dragons, the traditional Anzac Day game at the SCG.
Wow.
We just hope we get beautiful conditions for this.
Mouth-watering
is exactly right. Sam Verrills, a massive in for the Roosters at number nine, which forces, who drops to the bench?
Marshke
drops to the bench, thank you, and that pushes Adam Kieran out of the side. Trent Merrin drops out for the Dragons. Ben Hunt is named amongst the reserves, MG. Do you think he'll get up?
excuse me. No, I don't think he will. I don't think... Well, look, I don't know. It's a broken leg.
So, yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure whether he'll be up or not. But I just think this game is mouthwatering. I think the whole round is starting to really, the rugby league is starting to pick up. And this is on Anzac Day. It'll be an emotional day at 4:05 at the SCG. Both these teams always, no matter where they're coming in the competition, they always seem to do something special on Anzac Day. And the fact that we've had injuries to Takiaho and Hargraves in the lead up to this match, Victor Radley, they'll be buoyed by the fact that he got off his charge at the judiciary last night. So that's a big plus. And that's the reason I'm going for the Brett Morris back. That's the reason I think the Roosters will win.
Sam Walker, this will be game number four for the young man. I'm just having a look at some of his numbers. Three games, small sample size, sure. He's averaging 180 metres kicking.
Yep.
He's averaging a try assist and a line break assist every game.
Yep.
His tackle efficiency is at 80%.
That's good.
The young man is just...
He's putting his body right on the line.
He is. He's just accumulating nicely.
Yeah, I like the way he plays.
Trent Robinson would be very pleased with what the young man is doing.
The trajectory.
The trajectory. Exactly right. Good word. Right, you're tipping the Roosters. Final game of the round. It's not your traditional Anzac clash, but it's the Anzac game almost because you've got the Melbourne Storm on Australian side taking on the New Zealand Warriors, a Kiwi side, obviously. No Ryan Papenhuyzen, which is just...
enormous.
It is enormous. He is, along with Latrell, he'd be the form player of the comp.
Oh, I think Papenhuyzen...
You got him ahead of Latrell?
Yeah, I think so. Even though Latrell's on he's on the top of the leaderboard in the Dally Ams, I still think that... Papenhuyzen's start this season has been just, whoa, man, what's going on here? Latrell, we know we had it in kind of thing, you know, even at fullback, I suppose, but Papenhuyzen's just gone next level with his involvements. So such a slight bloke. He's going to be missed. Nico Hines is a good safe option. He doesn't do anything wrong. He's got a good pass in him. So expect Cameron Munster to step up. Now that Papenhuyzen is out injured, he's been quiet this year, Cam Munster. And I think that's because he's taking a back seat to Papenhuyzen. And that's nothing wrong with that. Because you know he's going to come good. Harry Grant is another danger man.
He's coming good.
Yeah.
Harry Grant, he's starting in your 14. There is, it's funny because we've got shades of Brandon Smith and Cam Smith now at the moment. Brandon Smith, the starting number nine, with Harry Grant coming off the bench. I imagine there's similar comments that people used to make about Brandon Smith having to come off the bench behind Cam Smith.
That's right. Well, I think going forward, I think Brandon Smith's going to turn into a lock.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think he's got that.
At the Storm?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
It takes a brave person to try and guess contracts.
Oh, man. I never saw Chad Townsend going to the Cowboys in a million years.
I don't know if Chad Townsend going to the Cowboys at the start of this season.
His manager bringing him up yesterday and goes, guess what, buddy?
Mate.
You got 3 years in North Queensland. What?
You know how...
I just bought a beer. I've got beer down here at Cronulla. What's going on? Now I've got a beer up there at Kelsall.
You watch him start a new beer up there. It'll be outstanding.
Magnetic Island beer.
Townsville on tap.
There we go.
Right. They take on the Warriors who... continue to just bravely fight along. People probably forget this is still a team that is not based out of their home base. They are based on the Central Coast and they continue to do the right thing by the game by basing themselves away from family and friends on a permanent basis to make this game allow the league to continue.
Well, at least their family are with them at the Star of the Sea.
They can get there to visit.
Last year they weren't. You know, this year it's different because all their loved ones are around them. The fact that they're going back in a month or so is fantastic. Big in this week is, I think, Bailey Sirin for them on the bench. Comes back from injury.
No Petahiku either.
No, he's out injured.
Huge.
Yeah, Jack Murchie goes to the centre. Jack Murchie's usually a back rower, but that seems to be the fate. That seems to be the way it's going these days. With Nakora, Nuakori from Parramatta in the centres. We've seen other big boppers out in the centres. I think Cheekam is playing centre for the Tigers this week.
Yep.
So look, I lean towards the Storm.
But yeah, I think you can confidently, you don't lean towards the Storm.
No, I think they'll win.
You jump head first towards the Storm in this one.
I'm diving into them.
And that's more to do with the Storm than it is to do with the Warriors. The reality is, I know that Warriors have still got their, they can have family and friends come and visit now, and I think the Trans-Tasman bubble is still going to go ahead despite that little incident they had the other day.
Yep.
But you're still living out of a bag.
Yeah.
These guys are still living out of suitcases.
Well, it's not as bad as you think. Up there at the Star of the Sea. Oh, that's not, mate. That's, you know what? I could think that there's other clubs doing it worse than
them. No, there's not.
Oh, I don't know.
No, there's not. I know you love the Star of the Sea.
Cronulla, Melbourne won the comp last year living out of their suitcase. Up on the Sunshine Coast.
No, I know. But so the Warriors are still living out of a suitcase. Still.
Yeah.
They did it for most of last year. Yeah,
I get what you mean. I get what you mean. They haven't got their home bed yet.
Why do you hate the Warriors, I guess is my question.
I love the Warriors.
Why do you... You love the Star of the Sea, but you hate the Warriors. I don't get it.
Because they're in my room. I want my room back. Boys, time to leave.
Brownie, get out of MG's room. Right. Okay, just recapping the MG's tips for round 7. He's got the Panthers to beat the Knights, the Rabbitohs to beat the Titans, Eels to beat Broncos, Sharks to beat Bulldogs, Raiders to beat the Cowboys and hit back. That'll be a tough game. The West, no, you've gone the Manly in a coin toss over the West Tigers. Roosters to beat Dragons and the Storm to defeat the Warriors. There are MG's tips. Use them. He's very, very good at this. Best celebrity tipper 2 years running.
Yep.
There you go.
He's, you know, brag. But a couple of trophies.
But check the trophy cabinet.
Yeah, boom.